Five, joining me again, almost the co-host for this morning, Harry White. Harry, welcome back.
Good morning again, Brendan.
First event at Benalla, we're racing on a good four rail, stays in the true position. This race is a 1,406 metre maiden. Scratchings here are 3, 5, 8, 12 and 13. Excuse me, riders you need to check here. 1 is Corey Parrish, 2 Blake McDougall, 14 Patrick Maloney. There are a lot of changes here with riders both engaged at Mornington and with the Benalla switch. But in this first race, Villardin is the favourite at $2.15, Hyderabad $3.20, Lestar at $4.80, Consensio at $7.50, and Tucker Khan at $11. Who do we like in the first, Harry?
I think the market's got it right, Brendan. Villardin, the full sibling to Young Werther, sparks my interest. He's jumped out nicely on numerous occasions of late. Will appreciate kicking straight off over 7 furlongs. Gets a nice draw to have options in running. The stable just plays their horses very well. So I'm expecting a forward showing. Hyderabad is doing his best work late on debut, so will relish the step up to 1,400. Lestar had a tough run on debut, improved second up with better luck and the benefit of race day experience. And then, yeah, Consensio next best, 11.462.
11.462 in race number 1. Race 2 on the program is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,206 metres. Scratchings here are 2, 4, 5, 6, 12, 16 and 19. Ben Allen goes on to 1. Number 8 now, Corey Parrish. And 14 is Liam Reardon. Jocelyn is the favourite, $2.60. Bixalon, $4.80. Armberg at $6.50. Wine from Tears at 7. Prince of Tokyo, $8.50 and 11.4 to the point.
I think it's between those top two in the market. I'm with Jocelyn. I thought did more than enough in a strong maiden first up and learned to be fitter. The extra shade of trip will prove to be advantageous and a tricky draw becomes less so post-scratching. So hopefully she races prominently. If that's the case, she gets every chance to beat. Bixalon has been racing well, maps really well, just always seems to find a couple better outside of those top two. Wine from Tears closed off nicely first up. Has the prior form to suggest she could measure up here, might be over the odds, and then I've put in To the Point as next best, 13-1, 14-11.
Race number 3 on the card is a maiden over 1,606 metres. Scratchings here from race number 3 are numbers 4, 5, 8, 11, 17 and 18. The riding changes here, 6, the Admiral is Daniel Stackhouse, 10, Ready is Ben Allen, 14, Quite the Last, Liam Reardon. 16, Jackal Bro, Campbell Rawilla. 19, Night Terror, Hannah LeBlanc. So they're the changes you need here for the third. Shalaga, $2.80 in favourite. Quite the Last at $3.10. Winsome Smurfville at $6.950. French War, the Admiral, 12 and 17. Fear the X.
Yeah, we're with the favourite, Shalaga. Worked home well, gradually taking ground off the winner last time out. That gave me the impression he'd appreciate getting over more ground. Maps quite well from the draw to park midfield, maybe better. It's just a really, really winnable race for a horse of his profile, so expect he justifies favouritism. Quite the Last ran on strong in a maiden over the mile, comes up with an improved gate post-scratchings to go forward from. The jury may be out on the Admiral, but there is ability there. So he goes into the mix, and then Winston Smurfield was game to the line last time out when blinkers went on. Billy Egan to ride next best, 12, 14, 6, 13.
12, 14, 6, 13 in race number 3. Race number 4 on the program. This is a benchmark 64 over 1,606 metres. Put the pin through runners 2, 4, 5, 6, 12 and 15. The rider for Eagles Craig number 3 is Ben Allen. Rider for number 16, All Too Terrific, is Corey Parrish. And Eagles Craig, as he was on Friday, a short price favourite, $1.55. Baltoro, $4.20. Then a good break to Tradere at 8, Loralee at 13 and 19, second nature.
Look, if Eagles Craig probably wins, but if you twisted my arm to have a bet in this race, I'd go with Beltoro because of the price. Found 1,300 metres too sharp, should derive benefit from that. Back in grade, offsetting top weight with a claimer, step up to the mile. He's a stakes grade horse on his day. He'll get back, watch for him late. Eagles Krug, been freshened, won a trial in the interim, was beaten only by 2-time subsequent winner Mr. Brightside last time out, which is very strong as a form reference. Cinema seems to save her best efforts for this track, and then Lawley next best. 1-3-11-14.
1-3-11-14 in race number 4. Race number 5 on the programs is 64. Is a 64 over 2,046 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 3, 6, 8, 13, 14 and 15. Number 4, Dancing Duck, is Campbell Rewilla. 5, One Hell of a Family, Dan Stackhouse, and 10, Zooey's Comet, Zach Spain. Bonamassa is a favourite, 270. Pina, 4, Hamble, 6, Chalkwedge, 650. Zooey's Comet at $9. Super Quick Love, 11, One Hell of a Family, 13. Dancing Duck, although it's a dry track, is a huge price at $14, Harry.
Yeah, wouldn't disagree with that. Look, nothing would really surprise here. I'm going with Pina. Doesn't really... Well, drawn to receive no favours. I suppose that scratching, those scratchings help. Likely goes back, could be third up and ready to fire. Best prior efforts are probably better than a field of this calibre, and we're getting a nice enough price, although double figures originally were on offer, have been slashed due to all those scratchings. Bonamassa, third up and fit. Suspect over 2,000 metres for mine, so I'll take him on. Super Quick Love, didn't have a lot of room in the home run last time out. Prior form was quite good. And then Handball, justified favouritism in a weaker race last time out. And I do agree with you, Dancing Duck definitely looks over the odds as well. I'll go 12-2-9-7.
12-2-9-7 in race number 5. Race number 6 is a 64 over 1,206 metres. Scratchings here are 6, 10, 12, 14, 15, 18 and 19. The riders you need to check. One Clapton is Hannah LeBlanc. Number 4, Hey Cliffy, Dylan Dunn. 5, Spare Change is Aaron Lynch. And 9, Constant Flow, Logan McNeil. Turbo the favourite, $2.40 with Tam Fixed Odds. Spare Change at $3.70. Chips are down $7.50. $8 Real Gun, Hey Cliffy, $8.50. Claptones $11 along with Albert the Cat.
Did I hear that right? Brennan, Spare Change is now $3.70?
No, sorry, I got that wrong. It was $7. My apologies.
Okay, I was going to say, that's a big go. That's the horse I'm with. I was hoping maybe there was a bit of support and we got a nice price. Went around at massive odds first up, likely due to the strength of the race, the fact he was resuming off a 600-day spell as well, but ran very well. Rises sharply in weight due to the drop in grade, but should strip fitter. $7 in an even race. Cool. Turbo closed off strongly into the minor money first up in a stronger race. May sit slightly more forward from a better gate. Best efforts are above this grade, but they were also over further. Real Gun looks to be the other key hope, and then maybe chips are down next best. 5-8-11-2.
5-8-11-2 in race number 6. We're 8 minutes off the first event at Healesville. A quick look at the tote market there. 1 Lord Maxi, 6. 2 Ritz of Zambora at 16. 3 Kraken Albi, 7.60. 4 Whistle Bay, $5.10. 5 Contrive, 3.10 and favourite. 4 Teofimo at $7.70. 7 Nana Pat at 37. 8 Rip Jazz, a $7 chance. Whistle Bay, Tam Fixed Odds favourite at 3.10. Ahead of Kraken Albi, $3.40 and 4.80. Teofimo in the first event from Healesville. James Vandermark going 3, 4, 6, and 1 as we move on to our preview of Benalla Cup Day. The Weary Dunlop, the benchmark 70 over 1,206 metres. The scratchings here are 4 and 12. Riders to check, Spanish Poet, number 6 is Zach Spain. 7 Branders Rule is Corey Parrish. Just Jake is the favourite with Tam Fixed Odds, $3.90. Universal Lady, $4.40. Fixated, $5, $5.50. For Omanaka, Zooming Zebra, 6.50, and Branders Rule, 11.
The overall record of Omanaka is very good. He's tried up nicely leading into this prep. He'll probably go back from a wide draw, but watch for him late. Just Jake prefers to place a lot more than he wins and seems to prefer wet ground. He does look competitive in this field, but I'm just not that confident. Universal Lady chasing a hat-trick looks well-placed, but both recent wins have been on the synthetic. And Fixated, it's been sound in the minor money in similar profile of races of late and races on the pace. So you won't die wondering, gets every chance. 3-5-11-8.
3-5-11-8 in the Weary Dunlop. On to race number 8. It's the Benalla Cup. 2,046 metres is the distance here. Scratching to 1, 2, 6 and 7. 3 Milford is Zach Spain. 10 Tigra Royale is Liam Reardon. And 12 Converging is Corey Parrish. Favourite for the Cup is Ismiri at $2.70, Bartholomew Diaz $4.20, Starcaster $4.20, Barade $4.40, Mahashakti $13, Milford at $14.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite. Emissary, number 9, was good first up. What was his first run since coming to Australia? You'd have to think he would take great benefit from it and strip fitter. He looks the one to beat, and the market reflects it. I'm really keen. Barade, blinkers on. Should be peaking third up after two solid runs so far. Bartholomew Diaz is honest and consistent and deserves to be considered a main hope. And Starcaster went out a bit too keenly last start, but boxed on well. Fitter third up. He's in the mix as well. So into the quaddie we go. But I think the favourite should be hard to beat. 9-5-4-8.
9-5-4-8 in the Benalla Cup. The final event on the program is a benchmark 70 over the 1,406 metres. It's a $100,000 race, Melbourne Cup Country Series. The scratchings from this event are runners 1, 3, 9, 10, 14, 15, 19 and 20. Dan Stackhouse onto 2, Billy Egan onto 5, Blake McDougall onto 8, and Liam Reardon goes on to number 18, Onslaught. Camborne scratch from Mornington to run in this $100,000 race at Benalla, $2.10. My boy Birmingham, been very impressive to date in his short career, $5. Seb Song, 9, 9.53 and 4 pence. Desert Dreamer, 11, and La Marita at 12.
Yeah, well, Camborne's been spruced all throughout the week by the stable. Can certainly win. I'm just chasing a bit of value. 3 and 4 pence. Number 2. Read on very well first up in a stronger race. Has jumped out nicely between runs behind Profiteer in fast time for the morning. Has to carry weight. Will get back, but he'll be strong late and looks over the odds. Camborne, first up run was good. Second up last prep was only 5 lengths off the winner in Group 1 Company. La Marita, third up fitter, back in grade, looks well placed after 2 solid efforts so far this prep. And Desert Dreamer draws to do no work for a forward spot, so gets every chance. 2, 17, 12, and 6.
2, 17, 12, and 6 in race number 9 at Benalla on Cup Day. Take 2. Best value, quality, and play, please, Harry.
Best, race 8, number 9 in the Cup, Emissary. Value, race 9, number 2, 3 and 4 pence. Quaddie, first leg 5, 8, 11. Second leg 3, 5, 11. Third leg 4, 5, 8, 9. Last leg 2, 6, 12, 17. Play of the day, all up, race 2, number 13, Jocelyn. Into race 3, number 12, Shalaga. But I will mention, Daniel Stackhouse at $2.60 for the jockey challenge is just criminal, because he will be winning it today.
Yeah, he's picked up a few nice rides there with riders electing to ride at the Mornington card. Harry, don't go too far away. Thanks for your thoughts on Benalla. We'll chat again in around 20 minutes or so with your look at Port Macquarie.
I'll be waiting. Thanks, Brendan.